Yet Mr. Biden's sweep of states across the South and the Midwest show he had the makings of a formidable coalition that could propel him through the primaries. As he did in South Carolina, Mr. Biden rolled to victory in several states with the support of large majorities of African Americans. And he also performed well with a demographic that was crucial to the party's success in the 2018 midterm elections, college-educated white voters. We were told, well, when you got to Super Tuesday, it'd be over, a triumphant Mr. Biden, 77, said at a celebration in Los Angeles. Well, it may be over for the other guy. After a trying stretch in February, even Mr. Biden appeared surprised at the extent of his success. I'm here to report we are very much alive, he said. And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing. For his part, Mr. Sanders continued to show strength with the voters who have made up his political base, Latinos, liberals, and those under age 40. But he struggled to expand his appeal with older voters and African Americans. The results also called into question Mr. Sanders' decision to spend valuable time over the past week campaigning in both Minnesota and Massachusetts, two states where he had hoped to embarrass rivals on their home turf. The gambit proved badly flawed. It was Mr. Biden who pulled off upset wins in both states, with the help of a last-minute endorsement from Senator Amy Klobuchar that upended the race in Minnesota. The unexpected breadth of Mr. Biden's success on a day when more than one-third of the delegates were at stake illustrated the volatility of this race, as well as the determination of many center-left Democrats to find a nominee and get on to challenging President Trump. The former vice president had little advertising and a skeletal organization and scarcely even visited many of the states he won, including liberal-leaning Minnesota and Massachusetts. But his smashing victory in South Carolina echoed almost instantaneously, and his momentum from there proved far more powerful than the money Mr. Sanders and Mr. Bloomberg had poured into most of Tuesday's contests.